Blog Talk Radio.
Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Sing a sack, actress in my
came through the phone. We heading to the top. If you coming, come on. I'm flying out the pizza just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speechless. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
I was so ecstatic when I opened my inbox and my good people had sent me that jam, and I immediately had to spread the word that I would be playing it this morning. And so I kept my word and played Talk That Talk by Rihanna. Just an awesome jam. I love it, love it, love it. I mean, I've been with Rihanna since the beginning of her career, and Jay-Z also, so it's just amazing. Neither one never fail. Individually or collabing. But thank you. You're listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on this Saturday morning of February 25th, 2012. Wow, shout out to everyone who's still committed to their New Year's resolutions and goals. And those of you that like to start your goals on your birthday, shout out to those of you also. So we're just talking entertainment news and hot topics today, pretty much. And most definitely, those of you that are visiting Jackson or residing in Jackson and have not planned to do anything tonight, remember, tonight's the night, the Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens will be happening tonight. Doors opening at 8, and the show begins on time at 9 p.m. at the historical and legendary Alamo Theater, located at 333 North Ferry Street in downtown Jackson, in the historical Ferry Street Entertainment District. So, shout out to the ladies of Magic City Sirens. Just shout out. I know you all are listening. And shout out to Peter and his misses, and just to all my listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Fastly approaching 42 971 views of my blogtalkradio.com profile. And I thank you so much for your continued feedback, your love, and your support. And those of you that I have not confirmed an interview date with, I will be contacting you soon. Until literally like the beginning of the week. Because really, I'm looking forward to talking with you. And there are some surprise interviews coming up also, listeners. So it's just amazing. But we must keep some of you that are, you know, keep up with overnight news and also, you know, on the internet or watching the news or watching TV or whatever. Let's keep Nelson Mandela in our prayers. The 93-year-old former president of South Africa has been hospitalized, but he's in stable condition right now after surgery. I've been seeing the breaking news on Fox and CNN this morning, and then also checking out news on the internet from the BBC regarding his health. But he had an abdominal complaint, and they say he's doing fine right now. And I think he pretty much found this out during a regular doctor's visit. So I'm glad that they found that out during a regular doctor's visit and could pretty much nip this situation in the bud. Wow, 93 years old. That's amazing right there in itself. But wishing and sending him much love and many prayers and get well soon. Yeah. And so happy All-Star Weekend. This is a big weekend. All-Star Weekend. We have the Academy Awards tomorrow. I'm so excited. I've loved watching the Academy Awards since I was a little baby. And not to mention the Daytona 500 on Facebook. I tweeted out some pictures that I had received from Zimbio.com, which I'm a member of Zimbio.com, so shout out to Zimbio.com, a very large interactive magazine. And they had also furnished me with some photographs of Danica Patrick, and on there I had put down Indy 500, but they're racing the Daytona 500, right? And did you all see the footage of Danica, like being like her car was like driven off the road and her car hit the wall? But thank God, I mean, and they said it was like to the day, like 10 years to the weekend. Well, let me just be quiet because I need to collect my thoughts. But check out the footage if you haven't seen the footage. And Danica was able to walk away in just a scratch. I mean, her car was, like, literally destroyed. So in tomorrow's race, she will be driving her backup car. And, you know, this is pretty much new to her driving these type of race cars because the cars that she's now driving, they say, are 30 miles slower, and then they're also larger. But I am sending her much love and prayers, and this is just amazing. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. Best wishes to all of the racers. But, oh, my God, I'm a big supporter of hers and just sending much love to them. Big, big hugs and kisses to her, you know, because she seems to be calm from what happened yesterday. But I'm just glad that she was able to walk away with just a few scratches. And she's very optimistic for Sunday's race, which is definitely a big, big deal in itself. Big, big deal just to have a female in the race. And my God, what if she wins? Even though I'm a big supporter fan of many other racers, it's just amazing. So I just send much love to all of the racers, and be careful, and my prayers are with everyone. So let me slow down because I'm saying a little bit too much, but that's just my love. The chat room is open, and feel free to call also, 714-409-0614. And I'm in the chat room. I have a couple guests in the chat room this morning, on this Saturday morning. Did you all enjoy the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game? I fell asleep. I miss Shark Tank. I miss What Will You Do? I did see 2020. But I watched the game this morning at 3, so congrats to the East team. And congrats to Kevin Hart and his honorary winner. What's his name? Ernie. What's his last name? So congratulations to Kevin Hart and his team, the East team, and so on. So I did watch the Celebrity Game over in, a couple hours ago. So tonight is the slam dunk contest, right? So I don't know, maybe I'll see a little bit of it before going to the event scheduled tonight, promoted by EC Puffin Entertainment, the Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens. So maybe I'll see a little bit of that before going out. So I don't think I'm going to make it to my class this morning at Guitar Center, which is an awesome class. So I advise you, if you don't know what I'm talking about, contact Guitar Center or visit them online and find, because I think all Guitar Centers nationwide are doing this in promotion of their Apple software. And I loved it. I had missed the first two classes, and I attended class last Saturday, and I thought I was going to be behind, but I wasn't. And it's an amazing class. I shared a couple pictures, a little short video, really short, a little snippet, and a picture of the software area of where we're instructed at, and so on. But I just recommend you. I'm so glad that I received an email from them telling me about these classes a couple months ago. I'm like, what? I'm not going to those classes. But I think I'm going to miss my class this morning. I know I'm going to miss my class this morning. So I catch the class that I missed 2 weeks ago next Saturday, and then the second class. And there's one class, like they have 4 to 5 classes, and there's one class I definitely don't want to miss. And it's the one that was regarding, like, Host Baby, CD Baby, taxes, like a class dealing with royalties, the importance and how to properly collect your royalties for your music and so on. So I definitely want to go to that class. I love it when disc makers provide pertinent information and DVDs regarding topics of such, of how to successfully to promote yourself and your work and your music online and offline. And so I just think it's amazing. So contact your local Guitar Center. So shout out to Steve and Sam and everyone at Guitar Center. Just shout out. It's an awesome store. I've always loved going in there because it's like going inside a candy store to me. It's an amazing environment. And there's a local music store called Morrison Brothers here. I love going in Morrison Brothers also. Just amazing music retailer, instrument retailer. But remember, 714-409-0614. There's been so much news in sports, entertainment. What's going on with Peyton Manning? I'm tuned to NFL Network, like right now, looking at the repeat of Total Assets, and they were just joking about, not really joking, but trying to figure out where would Peyton end up, because, they're really thinking that if he doesn't stay with Indianapolis, that he would be a Dolphin, that the Miami really wants him. And if you recall, last summer, Peyton and the Indianapolis Colts were one of the teams that really wanted Reggie Bush. And, the Cowboys really wanted Reggie, and the Indianapolis Colts and another team in the Northeast really, really desperately wanted Reggie Bush. So kind of ironic, as bad as he that it was rumored, but I think you know it's true. It's kind of ironic that he and Reggie might end up playing together anyway if he becomes a Dolphin. So that's kind of, can you see that? Peyton Manning and Bush and all the other talented guys playing together. So that's kind of wild, huh? In Miami. So this is something. I'm just talking because it's just amazing to me. I'm excited. We have political news, and Romney had his economic speech yesterday and his home state, and they have their primaries is coming up for the state of Michigan on March 6th in a little over a week. So that's kind of understand that Romney is now surging in the polls after the debate Wednesday night. So I'm just pretty much doing some small talk, talking about a little politics with you all. I'm reading some information regarding the award show. Okay, there's a headline I see. I'm looking at different headlines around the country and around the world. There's a headline about blacks at the Oscars. And you know that is always an interesting topic. Despite Oscar notice, black actors still hit limits. So I want to check that out. But I talk about other things while I am pulling that up. But remember, talk that talk. That's a jam. Rihanna, Jay-Z. And at the beginning, remember to support my dear friend, longtime friend, fantastic songwriter, performer, Morris Mills. Follow him at Team Morris Mills. Friend him at Morris Mills, Morris Mills Experience. Morris checked out Good Deeds last night. He gave it 5 stars. Because that's one movie that I'm excited to see and can't wait to see. So Morris gave it 5 stars. And really, I like the trailer. The trailer gets 5 stars from me. So I can't wait to see the movie. Tyler Perry, Gabrielle Union, Brian White. I mean, Brian is such a fantastic actor. And, you know, he has his own movie company also. And so he's not just an actor in front of the camera. He actually produces and make movies and get movies on the market. So I really need to get him on the show in the near future to not only talk about his fantastic acting abilities, and also he's a successful dancer with a dancing company. And his mother and he they do a lot of humanitarian work. So it's really a lot. And he's a former NFL player. But most of y'all know that, this, and if you watch Wendy Williams earlier this week, they talked about that when he was a former NFL player. But there's a lot more that meets the eye. He does a lot in the community. And but he's a fantastic actor. I just love his work. So hopefully you can confirm a date with him in the near future. I'm talking about Brian White. But now it's time. So the 30 minutes is almost, it's almost time for the live streaming to discontinue. And there is a show scheduled for tomorrow regarding the Academy Awards. Let's see. I think I will exceed the 30 minutes because here is the article. From USA Today, despite Oscar notice, black actors still hit limits in film. They say this year, Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer, nominated for Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress for the roles in The Help, which is filmed right here in the city of Jackson, Mississippi, and in the state of Mississippi, The Help, categories when Oscars are handed out on Sunday. Both actresses are black. Okay, the live streaming was stopping about 50 seconds, but I'm going to continue on talking about what I'm talking about and a couple other things that we need to talk about before the show concludes. So what's up? What's up? Just have a fantastic weekend. Did you all hear Jay-Z in the song? Saying, what's up? What's up? So what's up to he and Beyonce and Blue Ivy, huh? So that's what's up. Just have a fantastic weekend. Have a fantastic Oscar weekend, NBA All-Star weekend. If you're in a cold area, stay warm. If you're in a hot area, stay cool. If you're sad, put a smile on your face. So thank you so much for supporting Cut the Shock and the Cam Reports. And I'm going to continue talking about this article in USA Today about black actors still hit limits in film. So what I was saying is, what I'm reading in this article is, that it may seem that this is another key moment for actors of color. And in some ways, it is. If David Spencer were to walk away with fully half of the Oscars given out for acting in a single year, it would be a notable achievement, one worth praising. And with their nominations following wins by Jamie Foxx, Forest Whitaker, Jennifer Hudson, Morgan Freeman, Mississippi native, and Monique in the 10 years since Denzel Washington and Halle Berry took home Best Acting trophies, it might seem as if the playing field at the last has been leveled for people of color, at last, for people of color in Hollywood. But although their portrayals are powerful, and especially in the case of Davis, richly nuanced, it's also true that they're playing maids, servants of white people who mistreat them with casual racism that's galling, and their salvation, such as is, comes at the hands of a white author who helps them tell their stories. David Spencer may be heroic in their portrayals, but it is the white actor who is set up to be the actual hero. While we must applaud the outstanding performances as by Miss Davis and Miss Spencer, we cannot ignore the fact that once again African Americans are being recognized in Hollywood for playing limited and or demeaning roles in Hollywood, says James Braxton Peterson, the director of Africana Studies at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. David Oyelowo, who plays Joe Lydon Little in Red Tails, agrees to a point. Does it stick in my throat that it would seem that after time, African Americans are being acknowledged or are winning for roles that are not what you want to celebrate about the African American stories? Absolutely, he says. In this case, he adds, those were great roles. The reason they're being nominated is not for token reasons. They gave great performances, and they would have given great performances if they were playing a different kind of character, empowered characters. A narrow range, black actors have won 13 Academy Awards over the years. In fact, by 12 people, Washington has won 2. But that's out of a possible 332 given out since 1929. A paltry 4%. Not all the roles are demeaning, not all the characters are subservient, and even with those that would seem to give some credit pause, the acting clearly elevated the role. Washington won Best Actor for playing a crooked cop in Training Day. Berry playing the troubled, victimized wife of a death row convict in Monster's Ball. Both portrayals that in 2002 were as controversial as they were fascinating. Consider also, wait a second, Whitaker's evil Adol Amin in The Last King of Scotland and Monique's monstrous mother in Precious. But people of color too often find narrow aspects of their lives and history represented in mainstream film. If represented at all, award season merely reinforces this. In 1940, in the first ever win for an African-American, Hattie McDaniel won Best Supporting Actress for playing a sassy maid in Gone with the Wind, the type of character from which Spencer's sassy maid in The Help is clearly is a clear descendant. This, unfortunately, underscores the state of Hollywood for African-Americans, Peterson says. While some progress has been made, Hollywood has a long way to go in order to present the full range of women of color on the big screen and for African Americans in general. In order to get, wow, I didn't know this article was this long, but it's very informative. In order to get better, we have to move away from the limited depictions of black life, sometimes produced by black executives, and professionally nurture more women, African Americans, and other people of color as writers, producers, and executives. Only then will Hollywood realize fullest potential to provide substantive entertainment for the 21st century world. I'm reading this on my Android, and I have good vision, but I need to, like, pump the words up a little bit more. So I'm making sure that I read the words correctly. Candace Frederick, a blogger and critic and host of Cinema in Noir, that she believes Hollywood and the Oscars run their backs on multidimensional characters who are domestic workers. Like those in Roots, Mama, Flora's Family, and Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. Oh, I love that movie when I was a little girl. Many of those stories stay on the small screen and can rarely be embraced on the big screen. The ones that make it to the big screen are oftentimes caricatures, watered down, or only triggered through, though loosely, by the main character, a minority. I think we are getting more roles that are highlighted in mainstream media, as evidenced by the success of Tyler Perry films. But I think Hollywood seems focused on a certain type of African-American film, one that is more one-dimensional and about one type of character or fact of black culture. And someone who was born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi, I'll be honest, you all might not believe this, but I have not seen The Help yet. And around this time last year, I was spreading the word also, telling people, you all remember when I first premiered the show, they were looking for actors and actresses, and I was instructing my listeners on where they could go for the casting calls and the cattle calls. And some of you, it's been a while since I've been going on an audition, but I always, like, if I go to a cattle call or a casting call for a role or as a background actress or extra, if it's on my own or finding out from Francine Thomas, my who is a creative director at New Stage Theater and who taught me when I was studied acting at New Stage and also with her own company. Being in Jackson, Mississippi, I'm going to tell you this. There are that film was in the 60s. And I have, you know, friends and relatives and know people that obviously range from different type of backgrounds. And also those relatives and friends and people that I know that have worked as domestic workers like maids. And so there are different, just like there's all kind of different types of people, even in Jackson, Mississippi, there are different types of maids and nannies and so on. So I just want to share that. But then also, this article is very evident of how important it is to have more diverse films to hit the big screens. Movies like Red Tails, I love Red Tails. It was historical, not just for black history, but for history period. A movie based on true events. So if the movie is fictional or if it is from real life, true life film based on real life events, it's just important for it to be properly produced and properly made and for us to do our best to get it seen in not just on the big screen. In big markets, little markets, medium-sized markets. And it's just a diversity, just like it's a diversity of all races, there's a diversity of black people and people of color. And then also, we need to see more films of racial diversity also. Because most of us live all multicultural lives. We have friends of all backgrounds. We have coworkers of all backgrounds. So we need to see more films. Sometimes when you go to a movie and it's probably all white cast, and then you wonder, like, why isn't this person in this film or this person is in this film? Just overall, to me, some cast should be more diverse. But we definitely need to tell more more stories of diversity regarding black. We definitely need more people of color, more blacks, African-Americans, of behind the scenes as we do in front of the scenes, and so on. So, I mean, I'm far, far away from Hollywood right now. I've only been there once, but I'm right here in Jackson, Mississippi, where the help was made, and that's just what I'm thinking. And one thing that I was concerned about back in the 90s and so on, and just from being a little girl, when I thought, well, oh, one day maybe I'll win an award in front of the camera, behind the camera. But going on, you just have to be selective on the characters that you play and the characters that you decide to play. And it's important that, I mean, like I said, I haven't seen the movie yet. I really want to, I need to see it, like, soon. But my mom and I, we weren't fans of Driving Miss Daisy. I have yet seen that movie from beginning to end. So I'm looking forward to seeing the movie, and I'm just fascinated that a lot of beautiful places here in Jackson were highlighted. Some of my favorite places, like the Fondren area, where Brent's drugstore is located. I love the Fondren area of Jackson and other areas that you all have seen. I mean, this is a beautiful city and a beautiful state. And one while in the late 90s, it looked like we were going to have more movies made here in this state and in this city. Because the governor at the time, when Ghost of Mississippi and A Time to Kill were made, was the late Governor Court Fordyce, and he was a proponent for movies being made here. And you all should definitely contact Ward Emily at the Film Commission. And I talked about this when I first premiered the show, about how important it is. It's good to come here to Mississippi and produce films. It's great for the independent market, and it's great for major film production companies also. Louisiana, which is just a neighbor of Mississippi, so many films are produced in Louisiana. But back to what the article states about being a token. That's what, sometimes my mom, like sometimes when I be called to do when I have been called to do an audition, my mother would say, "You're just going to be a token." But you know, it's not bad to be a token in some situations. As you know, I won't say a token. Who really says that they're token roles? It's because you're a lone person of a ethnic group or race. But it's important to think to oneself the reasons for taking any type of role, if it's from a commercial to a film. And also, it's important also if you don't want to be pigeonholed into doing a certain character. But it seems like Octavia and Viola made right decisions in their cases. But I agree, we need more films of diversity out there on the market, on the mainstream, the ones that really that green light films and make big decisions. Don't turn a film away if you have not seen it, or if you haven't read the script, or you haven't heard what the producers and the writers and the directors have to say. I have many friends of all races and all backgrounds who are independent filmmakers. I did start penning my book, The Rise, Fall, and Struggles of the Southern Middle Class, Stories of Untold Truth, this past fall before I had got sick with the cold and flu. And my plan is to produce a documentary of the same name, aura and, you know, visual history, not just the book, which will also have pictures in it. But I have many, many fellow friends who are independent filmmakers and who use their own money or take donations or so on to get things seen and to enter different film festivals and so on. So it's just important for us to stick together. I didn't finish reading the article, and time is almost up. So you all check it out. It's in USA Today, the article entitled, "Despite Oscar Notice, Black Actors Still Hit Limits in Film." And I want to congratulate all the nominees and all the presenters, and also the host, Billy Crystal. And shout out to David Harrison Levy, my inspiration in Beverly Hills, California, star maker. And you all friend him and like his page, especially those of you that are in Hollywood and Beverly Hills, because he's spreading a lot of, you know, important information regarding events this weekend. Happy Oscars weekend, and I love you all, and thank you for your support.